Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Stephan Tablanche, Chief Executive Officer of the South African Rugby Legends Association. Good afternoon to you, Stephan, and thank you for being with us on 101.9 Hi FM.
Thanks, Diamond. Good afternoon to all the listeners. And yeah, thank you very much for this opportunity to have a chat to you.
We've had such a positive day, you know. We've been talking about lockdown and generally things are quite negative in that connection. And yet today we've been talking about nothing but good things and inspirational things. And you, one of those people who've been doing some good and proving that, who knows, there can be world peace. Tell me more about your multicultural faith group and what you've been up to.
Yeah, it's an interesting ride always with the South African Rugby Legends. You know, it's been going since 2001, and our main objective is to give back to the sport of rugby we so dearly love, and that's given us so much over our playing careers. And we got together as a group of ex-players and grown nationally, and always trying good things, and as I said, give back to the game of rugby. Of course, this year with COVID-19, we've gone through a bit of a change in the world, sports, social distancing, all those new things and new words that we're not used to. And, you know, we still want to give something back, and we identify the needs of so many in South Africa that either hungry, don't have jobs, don't have opportunities to, you know, to feed themselves. And we try and provide that. This last Sunday, with our president, Mr. Gavin Verriges, he's been with SA Rugby Legends since the start and inception, and Tanya Harvey, the lady who heads it all up. They all came together and invited different faiths and different religions to come and join us for our packing of our food parcels and then taking it to the people who so desperately need it.
Were you surprised at the extent of the need?
Yeah, I wouldn't say surprised. It's more, you know, saddened by the need of people out there. I know with COVID-19, you know, we are a third world country. We got to understand that there will be some people who don't have jobs. And, you know, if you look at our work across the country, we people don't have opportunities to work, but it is what it is. And there are so many good people out there wanting to make a difference and, you know, standing together as we do with the South African Rugby Legends and with all our ex-players this weekend, the Lions, next weekend, the Bulls, the Sharks, the Cheetahs, all are on board. You know, we can make a difference and just help. If there's one person out there, we help and, you know, give a bit of hope and make his day, then sure, what a difference we've made.
100%. Stephan, talk to me about the multi-faith aspect. So what did you have? Did you have imams and rabbis and priests all packing food together?
Rabbis. Yes, we all had them together. I mean, we're different religious. We all believe in something bigger than ourselves. And, you know, whether it's through iman or through a rabbi or through an ex-rugby player and PSPs who's a pastor, ex-Springbok who's a pastor now. We don't care. We just want to bring people together. And that's what sport's always done in this country for us. It brings different religions, different races. It brings everybody together for the better and for the bigger cause. And that's what, you know, that's what South African Rugby Legends is all about. And that's what sport is all about. Yes, we may not play sport over the weekends now because we're not allowed to, but we can still make a difference through sports people. And that's just the best part of it.
Stephan, thank you so much for talking to us here on 101.9 Chai FM. Put a smile on my face, and I'm hoping you put a smile and many others. And thank you for doing what you're doing. You are absolutely right. Sport is
fantastic. Thanks so much.